fourth game with Hawks, new player coach Steve Duncan. Really tough loss to take tonight, really tight for a couple of periods, and then a bit of a shootout in the third.
Yeah, definitely. It was an enjoyable match to be in, because the past few games that we've had, and we've got one or two goals down, we've had our heads down, and we haven't really got back into it, whereas tonight I thought we showed a bit of character and did try and come back, and unfortunately we didn't, but yeah, I'm quite happy with the character we showed tonight.
You're settling in now, and obviously you've come in at a time where club's in a little bit of turmoil. There's things that you probably want to do with the club, but obviously it takes time for these things to bed in.
Yeah, definitely. Like, obviously every coach is different. This is my first time I've ever coached, and things I'm going to do is probably different to what Matt's doing, to what your coach does, to what any coach does. I just need a little bit of time to get things right, and like everyone on the same page. As soon as we've got our players on the same page, I think we'll be a lot better outfit.
But you're pleased with how the players are responding to you so far?
Yes, like practices and everything's great. We've got a good morale in change room. It's just when we get tired, we seem to get a little bit unstuck. But I think once we've had a few more trainings together and all got, like I say, on the same page, we'll be a good team. We'll be good.
There's some positives you can probably take from tonight. As you say, you did have that character to come back in the third period.
Yeah, definitely. I'm one to always look at positives. I'm not going to look at negatives. Obviously, when we do play rubbish, I do go in there and I do shout and I do scream. But then you've always got to... I like to be positive. I want to move forward. What's happened. We just move forward from that now.
Well, you get the immediate chance to maybe take some revenge. Your next game is against the Stars.
It is.
Up in Billingham next Saturday.
Yes. Hopefully, fingers crossed. I'm looking forward to having a good training on Thursday, getting some things in place, like I said, and hopefully getting some revenge.
Yeah. Well, you've played the Stars twice now under your leadership. One win, one loss. You've probably learned a lot.
Yes, definitely. Like, that's the thing. I'm new to this league as well, and I'm sort of finding my feet in this league, and now this on top. Like I say, we'll get there. We will get there, and I believe in this team that we've got. We just need to work a little bit harder at times and in the right areas. Like,
has the quality of the league surprised you?
Yes, definitely. There's a lot better than what I remember it used to be when I was younger. But obviously, I think every league is stepping up. I know the Elite League, that's got so much better than when I used to play in it. The EPL's got better each year I've played in it. This year I watched a couple of EPL and Elite League games, and they really, really stepped it up again. And this league as well, like, the amount of players that are stepping up, I think it's to do with the way everyone's training as well, the different training aids that you've got available. Everyone is getting better. Yeah, I'm really, really pleased with this league.
Do you have any targets that you've set, or are you just taking it one game at a time?
For me, I'm taking it one game at a time, but I want to make playoffs, obviously. And like I say, I don't really know up to now. I'm just taking it one game at a time. So.